Hello, everyone. This is your Sydney Preview Podcast, looking towards the weekend's racing. We're back at Rose Hill at this stage as we record this on Thursday. The track is a good four, but Paul Joyce does join us. And, Paul, if the rain's going to come, it could come on the day of the races.
Yeah, hello, Andrew. The prediction is we may get a little bit of rain on race day. It's been cool in Sydney for sort of all this week, but it's been very fine and windy, so you know, I don't think it'll have much effect on the track. These tips are done for a good four. You know, I think worst case scenario, if the rain arrives, you know, may be on the worst side of good four, but I can't imagine much of a downgrade.
Okay, given that this is their only second meeting back from a long break. All right, so let's look at the quaddy as it stands right now. Race 6, the high-quality turf handicap. Smart Edge, the toppies, come out due to a wide draw. So if they want to run Red Current, they certainly can from a good draw.
Exactly, yeah. I think Red Current will go round. There's good speed in the race. So we've got a short price favourite with number 12, Capperjack, and he's drawn the extreme outside gate. So that'll make it really interesting. I've put him in for second in the quaddy numbers 14, 12, 8 and 13. I'd have something each way on Nicochet. Jason Coyle and Kath O'Hara combine here. He's a horse who can definitely win a race like this. It's his sort of level. The last preparation, he ran three placings on the trot before he went for a spell. I've liked both his trials. He seems to race best on good tracks. And even though he's not a first-up performer in the past, he's a horse that's always been set for longer trips. And I think last campaign, Jason Coyle realised this horse is probably best kept to that 1,300-1,500-metre distance range. So I think this prep, you may see him a bit sharper first up, especially with those two trials under his belt. So I'm keen on the 14 each way at a good price. To beat the 12, Capperjack, now he was outstanding first up on the Kenzo track. It may read disappointing finishing second behind Zonk as a favourite, but he broke 33 seconds the last 600. It was just one of those races where the backmarkers couldn't catch the leader the way the race was run. But he's going to need some luck from out there. At the outside gate, you're getting back. You're going to need something to fall your way, and he is extremely short. So I'm just going to put him in for second. I think number 8, Echo Jet's the big improver, who had no luck yet coming out of the gates last start and settled right out the back. Well, that's not his go. I expect him to be third or fourth on the fence from barrier three this time around, and the blinkers go back on. So he's an improver. And number 13, Dynamite, it also gets the blinkers for the first time, and maybe that'll switch him on. He's been disappointing at two runs back, but he's a lot better than what he's shown. James Cummings opting for the blinkers. So we'll go 14, 12, 8 and 13, something each way for me on the 14.
Yeah, Nicochet, and at the moment with Tab, as I say, we record this on Thursday. It's $14, Nicochet, number 14 in race number 6. Race 7, the Mikkel Cup, a listed race, Destiny's Kiss, if it lines up. And I say if because there's still no jockey there, and it has come up with a wide draw. I guess there's some sort of question mark whether it goes around.
Yeah, well, I think Jean Van Overmeer was down to ride originally, but he's under an injury cloud at the moment. So, yeah, I think that we're waiting for a jockey, and obviously his bad draw, big weight. It's an open race, typical staying race. It's hard. I've gone 5, 6, 4, 3 and 2. I've taken 5 runners. I've got black on gold on top. Now, he's never run at the 2400, so that's the big query. But out of the Lord Mayor's Cup, you'd have to say he was the one that caught the eye. He rocketed through late. He was beaten less than half a length behind Grey Line and Girl Tuesday. And they all basically meet each other the same at the weight. So, look, he should run 2,400. He's run 2,200 before. He ran third in the Magic Million Stays race in January. So, yeah, I'm happy to gamble on him at the price. To beat the 6 Girl Tuesday, she was outstanding in that Lord Mayor's Cup. She missed the kick. She circled the field. She fought right to the line. And she was only beaten by a bob of the head. But, again, she's having her first try at 2,400. So it's a little risk. And it's a risk I don't usually take the first go at the trip. But it's that sort of race. Number 4, Our Big Mike, the Kiwi. You've got to respect him. Look, I think he's better on soft track. 7 of his 8 wins have come on soft. Only 1 win has come on good. But I think he'll lead them up. He's coming here in winning form, a very astute Kiwi stable. So I want him in the quaddy. Number 3, Casterton, could be the best roughie. I like his last trial coming into this. You've got to go a long way back in his form. But he did run 4th in the Group 3 Queen Elizabeth behind Jar May down at Flemington on a good track in the spring. And apart from that, I thought number 2, Abdon, who also comes through the Lord Mayor's Cup, barrier 1. You know, he's hard to leave out of a quaddy. So I've gone 5, 6, 4, 3 and 2. I'm pretty sure we've got the winner in those 5, but it's the toughest leg of the lot.
Yeah, Joe Pride's just let us know that he still hasn't got a jockey, but certainly Destiny's Kiss is expected to line up in the Mackell Cup there, and I think that'll be the fourth time that he'll run in that race. The Sydney Cricket Ground Handicap is race 8 over the 1500, and, well, there's a large lineup here which normally puts on pace.
Yeah, definitely. I've got big field, good pace, so we agree there. I think the speed will come from the likes of Belladero drawn out, and then closer to the inside, horses like Buttery Knight, who love to lead, and he's got a run. For the quaddy, 15, 12, 4 and 3. I'm keen on the 15, Asterius. Now, he is the favourite, but it's an open race. He's around about $6 with tab fixed odds. I was keen on him first up, but he'd drawn 14 of 14, and we needed everything to go his way at the double figure odds. Unfortunately, it didn't quite work out. He copped a bump at the top of the straight, and I think it cost him victory. He only went down in a three-way photo. I reckon if he'd got that clear passage at the top of the straight, he wins, and we're all celebrating. But as a result, it was a flashing light run. The punters have found him, and he's going to go around probably favourite. But he's got barrier two this time. He gets an extra 100 metres. He'll be fitter. And look, I think he's come back in great order. So the 15 on top of Asterius. Beat the 12, Strome, who's just racing in outstanding form this prep. She knocked off Rillam in Ruby at Rose Hill last start, and even though she only scrambled home, I like the way she's going, so she's got to go into the quaddie. Number 4, Gresham. Now, he could be one of big odds that improved sharply. He's got a lovely gait. He just stumbled out of the gates first up, and he settled out the back. Expect him to be right up on the speed this time around. He's the big improver. And number 3, Roman Sun. They had an extra spot here. And I just think he's a horse that's a silly price for a horse that on his day would beat these and beat them quite easily. And I thought his first up running the Scone Cup was okay. So we'll go 15, 12, 4 and 3.
Righto, they're the four numbers in race 8. The last is the Living Turf Handicap. Now, Goldfinch has come out here. I think it's running, maybe running in Brisbane there on Saturday.
Yeah,
for Steve Englebrecht. So Crafty Tycoon, it can run in this race if they wish. We'll wait and see what David Pfeiffer decides to do here.
Yeah, pretty good pace again in the last. Invictus Salute drawn inside, Spiritual Pursuit drawn outside. I think they'll settle 1-2, and it's just a matter of which other ones go around here. There's a couple of dual acceptors and that sort of thing, as you mentioned. I've gone 14 and 7 in the last leg. I've been waiting for Spiritual Pursuit first up. Admittedly, she's drawn out, which isn't ideal, but she's just so talented, this filly. She's lightly raced. She's got an imposing record. Before she went for a spell, she won the two wins on the trot, and then she took on a race at Rose Hill where she ran second behind Baller. She beat home Prophet's Thumb. Her trials have been outstanding. It's just that tricky gait that stops me from saying she's a good thing. But if she can get across, she's got so much early pace, I think she will get across okay. And if she can sit outside the leader, I think, you know, you'll be lining up to collect as they straighten. But number 7, I'm going to throw it in for the quaddie Oneness. His run was enormous at Scone during the carnival, drew 14 of 16, was back wide, deepest on the turn, and he flashed home to run second behind Akasaki. Well, he's stacking up stats. He's had 1-2 of 3 previously, and he's come up with barrier 2 this time. So if Spiritual Pursuit happens to find bad luck from that gate, I think Oneness is a good insurance policy for us. So numbers 14 and 7 going around in the last leg, Andrew.
All right, so they're the quaddie thoughts at this stage. We'll just keep an eye on any scratchings, dual acceptors and the like, but you're certainly hoping for Jason Coyle to top and tail the quaddie.
Yeah, exactly right. Numbers 14, both of them too, so interesting there. And look, for the quaddie at the moment, it's only $16 for 10%. We've got a little bit up our sleeve, so make sure you tune in Saturday morning between 10 and 10.30 because I do have a bit of room to move, and depending on scratchings, et cetera, we may add one in somewhere. So that's the quaddie at this stage. They're the early bets, but don't miss out on the final quaddie come Saturday morning.
All right, and that'll be at 10 o'clock as normal. Good on you, Paul. We'll talk to you then.
Yep, thanks, Andrew.
Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for racing at Rose Hill on Saturday.